following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, August 6th, through Thursday, August 12th, 2021. August 6th, 2021, the Feast of the Transfiguration. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, keep your focus on the power of your prayers. Do not become discouraged. I answer all prayers within the confines of my will. Sometimes my will is not what you want. You must remember that I know what you need the most towards your own salvation. When you bring to me your petitions, pray to recognize exactly what my will is for you. My will often does not match your free will. As an example, take the ravages of war. These things occur when mankind fails to choose holy love in his decisions. I cannot choose for you, but I give you everything you need to choose according to my will. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, continue on the path of righteousness by reviewing the Ten Commandments each morning. You will discover they take on new meaning each time you review them from the heart. This is the way to avoid sins and discover areas of weakness in your spirituality. Stay on the road which most pleases me in this way. Those who are not familiar with my commandments are allowing Satan to infiltrate their lives. They do not recognize the enemy and discover his port of entry in their daily lives. Soon, areas of sin and occasions of sin become routine. I love each soul in the depths of my paternal heart, and I want to awaken souls to the dangers they are continually exposed to. Do not allow the world which is passing to expose you to new temptations. Allow me to take dominion over your work, your amusements, and your priorities. Make your moment-to-moment decisions one with my will. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Scripture Verses Asked to be Read by God the Father. August 8, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, conform your hearts to a need for prayer in all situations. This is the way to allow me dominion over your hearts. In so doing, I will come to your aid in every situation. I will give you the light of my counsel readily. This is the way the saints lived. I desire to be a part of your every present moment. I will never abandon the soul who trusts in me through a fervent prayer life. If you believe I am listening to your prayers, your faith will bear much fruit. The one who trusts me is at peace even in the most difficult trials. Your earthly existence is full of snares and even dramatic twists and turns. But the trusting soul is never far from trust in my protection and provision. Secure peace of heart with these truths." A note is given to read Psalm 4, 1 through 3. "Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You have given me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him." Scripture Verses Asked to be Read by God the Father. August 9th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when Satan is using people, he is always cleverly disguised and evident only to the discerning individual. He poses as intelligentsia, the pretense of inner holiness and false charity. His real goal is always diverting souls away from the path of salvation. I am not impressed by powerful intellects, pushiness towards self-gain, or any outer appearance. I look only at the heart. This mission is under my guidance. I am wounded by any who dismiss what they do not want to hear or choose only certain messages to believe in. This is not worthy holiness, but selfishness. All are called to personal holiness. This call is one of complete obedience to my commandments. If you cannot discern how my commandments affect your lives, you are in danger of everlasting damnation. The ship of your soul is guided by holy love, which embraces all of the commandments. This ship is not powered by disordered self-love, which sinks the ship and disables it." A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. "And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers." Scripture Verse Asked to be Read by God the Father. August 10th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The soul most pleasing to me is the one who does not demand the spotlight. His heart is quiet and not ambitious towards any hidden agenda. I can always find such a one steeped in simplicity. I continue to encourage every soul to live a life unencumbered by worldly concerns. This can only be achieved through surrender to my divine will. In such a surrender is acceptance to all that occurs in each present moment. This requires quiet courage. Such a surrender is the essence of holiness. It is self-effacing. The soul full of pushy ambition is far from holiness based on humility of heart. I can tell you these things and describe holiness to you, but it is the responsibility of each heart to act upon my words. Seek to be strong in hidden virtue, not important in the eyes of man. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 11th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, if you consecrate your hearts and your lives to the truth, you will be able humbly to say, as the Blessed Virgin did at the Annunciation, behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy will. The Holy Mother had to continue throughout her life to say this. The truth is what my will allows in your hearts and your lives to be played out in every present moment. In order to accept the truth, you must be completely obedient to my commandments. This is the obedience that is the salvation of the world. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 22 through 23. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 12th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the best prayer is the prayer to accept my divine will. This is the prayer of courage and hope. It is a prayer based on humility. The soul who can submit to such a prayer will be satisfied with whatever outcome he receives. He does not anticipate my answer, and yet he prays with faith. His faith accepts that my will is right and just for him. Such a soul trusts in my provision. Note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice, let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord, you cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.